Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holloway. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Holloway. And now, play ball. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lind fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to second. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tavener. Alexander scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to second. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener strikes out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Averill steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shea moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice bunts towards the mound. Holloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Holloway drops the ball. Shea moves to third. Uhel moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Shea scores. Uhel scores. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Tigers. Wes Farrell now pitching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heilman tags and moves to third. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heilman scores. Fothergill moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Tigers. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Fonseca moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Fonseca moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shea hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into right field. Porter picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Porter. Uhel moves to third. Rice moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Uhel tags and scores. Rice tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Tigers. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander strikes out. 1 out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shea is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavner. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up beyond first. Alexander can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. Sewell moves to third. Porter moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richardson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Richardson. Sewell scores. Porter moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Tigers. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Wes Farrell. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Grant now pitching. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-3 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shea hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Richardson moves to third. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Richardson scores. Shea moves to second. It's 8-2, Tigers. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shea moves to third. Uhel moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Heilman goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alexander moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alexander tags and scores. One out. It's 10-2, Tigers. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Fothergill moves to second. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Shea strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Rice hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Rice reaches second base with a double. Uhel moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Heilman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Uhel scores. Rice scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's 12-2, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Heilman moves to third. Alexander moves to second. It's 13-2, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Heilman scores. Alexander moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. It's 14-2, Tigers. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. Alexander scores. Fothergill moves to third. Two outs. It's 15-2, Tigers. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Shea hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Indians too. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for George Grant. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 4 in the game. Tavener hits a pop-up towards short. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 4 in the game. Lind takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Lind moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Lind moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lind scores. It's 15-3, Tigers. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 15, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.